We're going to talk some cars right now. Cynthia Flanagan joins us, Director of Vehicle Research and Technology at the... are you at the Ford Motor Company, Cynthia?
Yes, I am. I work in Ford Research and Advanced Engineering.
So what's your day like?
So on a normal day, I work on the innovation pipeline of technologies that we're pursuing related to the body, the chassis, seating, some of the experiences for the interior, and a lot on materials and manufacturing.
So you're always, looking to advance, upgrade?
Yep, absolutely. So using technology so that we can deliver to customer needs. And so this, constantly changing. And we really try to, utilize things like advanced manufacturing, like additive manufacturing or 3D printing. You'll probably hear a lot about artificial intelligence and machine learning.
Sure.
So, using those type of technologies so we can deliver the customer expectations.
So have you been working on this new air filtration system?
Yes. So we're really excited by that. This is actually part of an initiative that we kicked off within Ford. And internally, we've called it Project Apollo. And we started it back in March of 2020. And really, the goal was to provide needed PPE or personal protective equipment, ventilators, and other technologies that the community desperately needed. We started this second phase this year, and that's really focused on this air filtration system kit.
So did COVID play a factor?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so one of the things that's been fabulous at Ford is looking at how do we use our scientific capabilities, the technical expertise that we have. And these are engineers and scientists that typically look at, maybe for your HVAC systems or looking at, process flow or doing some, computational assessments and analyses and pivoting that work to specifically focus on how do we create solutions because of the COVID pandemic.
So how does it improve the ventilation? And does the normal, the car that we have, is it ventilated all right?
Oh, yes. So in your vehicle, that's really excellent in terms of the filtration. But what we developed here was really focused for community uses outside of the vehicle. And it's really what we call internally a pretty scrappy system. So what it is an air filtration kit. It's pretty simple. We have a folded cardboard enclosure, a 20-inch Lasco box fan, and then using a high-efficiency air filter, which is just a 20 by 20 by 4-inch width, and has a minimum efficiency reporting value of 13. And these can be assembled together. And so the way it works is you make the box and you place the fan on top, you turn it on high, and then it pulls the air downward through the unfiltered air and through the filter. And so what we've done is been working with Ford Fund. We're in the process of donating 20,000 of these kits to the underserved communities. And we've also made available on our website a do-it-yourself instruction. So if you want to go ahead and do it at home, that's readily available. The whole point here is trying to improve the aerosol and reducing the airborne transmission risk, in especially environments that may not have very good HVAC systems or filtration systems.
So how do you get one if you don't send me one of those 20,000?
So you can do it yourself. So there's a simple 4-page instructions that you can download from our site. And these are readily available items that you can, put together. We, for our kits that we've been sending to the communities, and this includes for schools and supporting some of the nonprofits, we have kids that are in the age of, 7 to 10 years old that are putting them together themselves.
Wow.
I think they might be faster than me doing it, to be honest.
So would that cover, like, say, a room or a house? Or I'm trying to get a handle on that.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. It is important to size those appropriately. There's some information about some of the links and calculators that have been shared within the technical community. But just to give you just a general sense, so for a room around 1,000 square feet, which would be a typical classroom, we would recommend having two of these kits. And then the end result, it refreshes the air about 4.5 times per hour.
Oh, wow.
So the whole goal here is we want to just keep increasing the air changes per hour in a room. And what we just came out with a technical publication with the University of Minnesota this week. And it's about using, it was published in the Physics of Fluids, and it's about using these box fan cleaners in poorly ventilated classrooms. So we're really excited to have the technical data to support this. We have done a lot of studies looking where would you put them in, where would we recommend in terms of locations, and also doing the sizing part that you touched upon.
Have you tried them in schools?
Oh, yes. Yep. Yes, we have. And we've been getting really great feedback from those that are using them. So that's part of the 20,000 that we've been donating. Mm-hmm. Includes school districts in Michigan, LA, New York. So really at many parts in the country.
Yeah, it seems like, there's so many old school buildings that have crummy air filtration that would be perfect for them.
Absolutely. That's really the sweet spot for these. We're looking at how do you reduce the risk. And in a poorly ventilated room, that's really the target. So we think it's a really a low cost and a quick solution on top of the other guidelines, suggested by the CDC and, using the current systems in place.
Any secrets you're working on that you can divulge at this time?
In terms of what we're doing here, so
yeah.
I can just tell you, so in terms of just the general work that Ford has done as part of this Apollo mission, so even, outside of this crappy, air filtration unit, as part of our fight against COVID-19, in total, we have provided more than 22 million face shields. Over 1.6 million washable gowns, have produced and donated 120 million masks to the community that have been pretty limited, getting access to the personal protective equipment, and have also really supported in terms of patient ventilators as well. So we have a multi-tiered approach and looking at using our capabilities in any way that we can to help the community.
Do you like Zoom meetings, Cynthia?
I've gotten used to them, to be honest. So it's always great to connect with people in person. But with the video, the one thing that is awesome is being able to connect around the globe. And we have a lot of team members, supporting, both these efforts and as well as our typical research work that we're doing. So, yes.
Do you have any lion tickets?
I don't have any lion tickets. No, maybe that should be my next ask for my birthday gift.
There you go. Hey, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
No, thank you. I hope you have a great day.
Good news for schools. Cheap way to get some clean air in there.